2022 Pew study found Wisconsin residents who take out short-term payday loans deal with some of the highest costs across the country. Madison's branch of the nonprofit Society of St. Vincent de Paul is the latest group now attempting an alternate microloan program to traditional payday lenders. We'd like to know if you've borrowed from a payday lender before, and we'd love to have you share your experience with us. And wondering what your changes you'd like to see in short-term microloan business. What do you think? 1-800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or email us, ideas@WPR.org. Our guest, Julie Bennett, who's the executive director of the Madison branch of St. Vincent de Paul. And Julie, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks, Lee. It's a true pleasure to be here.
Also joining us this afternoon, J. Michael Collins, professor of public affairs and human ecology, where he is also the Fetzer Family Chair in Consumer and Personal Finance. He's also faculty director of the UW-Madison Center for Financial Security. Michael, welcome back to Central Time.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
And Julie, I'll begin with you today and give us an idea of what made your branch of the St. Vincent de Paul decide to try this microloan program.
This is a program that we've seen be successful in helping people who are coping with poverty and a couple of other places in the country who have been doing this for a number of years. Columbus, Ohio, and Dallas and North Texas really have seen the effect, not just of helping people avoid payday loans or get out from under payday loans, but also to develop a banking relationship. What they see is that access to money gives people a step up.
And Michael, give us some idea of the impact, the role that payday loan businesses play in the communities and the impact that they have.
Yeah, I mean, essentially, when somebody needs a payday loan, it's because it's not because they're doing it because they really want to. It's because they have to. They're out of money. And, you know, maybe there's a bill due, maybe the rent's due. Maybe they're looking at a late fee. So, you know, it's oftentimes something they're using as sort of a last ditch effort to try to get by. Yet, you know, in Wisconsin, we see a lot of families are in this position where they've, you know, either the income didn't come in this particular week or month that they expected, or the expenses are further beyond what they can handle. And, you know, oftentimes this is the last resort, the only way to get by are these short-term loans.
So what's the impact of families then when they take out these short-term loans and then face some of the highest interest rates across the country in Wisconsin when they work to pay them back?
Yeah, the traditional payday loans, not the types of loans that the St. Vincent de Paul is doing,
right,
and other, you know, really responsible lenders are doing. Oftentimes what happens is people come into these with the best of intention. Maybe they borrow $500 or $1,000, and they think in 2 weeks, I got this. I'll get things back on track. I'll pay this off, and it'll be fine. 2 weeks comes, and actually all they can really do is pay the interest payment on that. So, you know, they just pay whatever that interest payment might be. Maybe it's $15 or $20, whatever it is. And they think, well, in two more weeks, I'll get this. And they don't. And so they continue to roll that loan over and over and over. And so they may spend $300, $400 on just the interest for what was originally a $500 loan. And that's where you get these really high interest rates that occur because people in the end just are a little too optimistic in terms of what they think they can handle, and they just can't get caught up again. And so a loan that has better terms, where you're actually paying back some of the principal and not just the interest, that can help people get to a position where they can actually pay it off and get back on their feet.
Which brings us to the role that the Madison branch of St. Vincent de Paul is looking to play in their microloan program in their community. And Julie Bennett, as I understand this, it's not just it's a lot more than a loan, isn't it?
It is. As we're beginning this program, what we see is the opportunity for people to become banked, as I said, but additionally, they will grow their credit score. They will get out of a cash economy, which is both expensive and dangerous, and they'll have the opportunity to work with our members who are the core piece of this on our side to have some ability or some opportunity to gain knowledge in financial literacy, to work with someone regularly on their budget, and to have access to other resources if there's any given month that they can't pay this loan, that they could tap into other resources that we make available in the community through our food pantry, our pharmacy, utility support, other kinds of basic assistance that may free up those dollars to help them make their loan payment as well.
That's Julie Bennett, who directs the Madison branch of St. Vincent de Paul, also joining us for this conversation. J. Michael Collins, professor of public affairs and consumer science at UW-Madison. And you can join the conversation as well as you look to make ends meet and what it takes. What do you see 1-800 in your community? That's 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or email ideas at WPR.org. And Julie, how close are we to opening day and getting this program under a microloan program underway?
We're looking at about 6 weeks at this point. We, our friends over at the Bank of Sun Prairie have been our banking champion in this, and we're finalizing the legal agreement to make this happen. The way it will work is essentially St. Vincent de Paul will have funds on deposit at the bank, and we will qualify individuals for the loans, and then those people who are qualified go to the bank and they get the loan, and the bank will administer the loan, managing the payments and reporting to the credit bureau and those kinds of things.
And Michael Collins, you spoke about the payday loans in their community, but what about microloan systems like this, the one that St. Vincent de Paul is about ready to give a try?
You know, I think this is a fabulous type of approach. I mean, we'd like to say we should just, you know, raise a magic wand and get rid of payday loans. But the reality is that people still have trouble making ends meet. Only half of households, and it's even only about a third of lower income households, have any kind of emergency savings. So when they have a shortfall, it's really friends or family, or it's taking out an emergency loan. And so having some better alternatives to some of these high costs, payday loans, auto title loans, you know, other kinds of products out there that are expensive and risky, is just a great thing. It pushes, I think, the good providers, the good lenders out there to do better. And in the long run, hopefully it pushes out some of these, you know, worse products that make people worse off.
Yeah, let's go to your calls and questions now as your experience as well. If you would like to share them, please join us, 1-800-642-1234, where we go to Linda in Eau Claire, who joins us this afternoon. Hi, Linda, you're on the air.
Well, the question I have is, why is it that no one is discussing the usurious interest rates and the greed and avarice of loan companies that prey on low-income people?
Linda, I appreciate the call, and Michael, I will begin with you, but I'd also like to hear what you'd think about this, Julie. But Michael, why does Wisconsin have some of the highest short-term interest rates on payday loans in the country?
You know, this is a choice that our legislators in our state have made. There are other states where the highest interest rates are actually regulated, where the state says, no, you know, you can't have loans at those rates. The argument I've heard among our policymakers in our state is that, well, even if they were to ban it, then people would still find another way to get these loans. They'd go to an online lender or some sort of other type of loan product that may be not even in the regulated system. So it's better to have it expensive but in the regulated system. I think that's debatable, but that's kind of where we're at as a state. You know, Minnesota is currently contemplating a law that would effectively ban payday loans. So, again, it's a choice that the legislators of our state have made.
And Julie, as I read in at CapTimes.com, you spoke with legislators on both sides of the aisle about payday loans. And what did they have to tell you?
What I heard from legislators on both sides of the aisle is people don't have an alternative to payday lending. You know, Michael alluded to that it is the resource people have when they need immediate access to money. And while that may be true, I'm not willing to accept that as something that has to remain true. We can offer an alternative to payday lending. My hope is that we can show that this is a way that this can be done, and we can be joined by others in the community to create a big enough access between our community banks and our larger banks and our nonprofits. There's enough money to do this. It's just can we create enough access to the money? And if we can demonstrate a program that works, that becomes replicable, then we create an alternative to payday lending, and then the legislature can take it up from a different perspective.
Hey, Julie, are you able to stick around with us a little bit longer here this afternoon?
Sure.
I'd appreciate that. Yeah, our guest, Julie Bennett, who directs the Madison branch of St. Vincent de Paul, also joining us, J. Michael Collins, professor of public affairs and consumer science at UW-Madison. And you're welcome to as well at 1-800-642-1234. If you've had experience with payday lenders, if you'd like to know more about the microloan program that's about to get underway here in Madison, if you've got questions for Julie or Michael, join us, 1-800-642-1234, or email us ideas@WPR.org. Our conversation continues coming up on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Lee Rayburn in for Rob Ferret, and we're picking up our conversation on payday lenders and alternate programs for microlending with our guest, J. Michael Collins, professor of public affairs and human ecology, where he's the Fetzer Family Chair in Consumer and Personal Finance and also the faculty director of the UW-Madison Center for Financial Security. And also joining us this afternoon, Julie Bennett, CEO and executive director of the Madison chapter of St. Vincent de Paul, which is looking to get their microloan program underway here in Madison in a matter of weeks. And Michael, I want to ask a little more about how we see the money reverberate through the economy. Why haven't we seen more of these microloan programs that Julie talked about? We've seen in North Texas be successful, in Columbus and Ohio be successful, and we're about ready to see tried out in Madison.
Yeah, I mean, these programs do exist. They, you know, there are some credit unions around the state that have done these. There have been some other nonprofits that have done these. They tend to be relatively small. I think where it's tough is that the big, payday lending companies have the ability to advertise. They have storefronts. They have bus ads. They have lots of ways to get in front of people. And so some of these smaller programs, which are oftentimes, much more in the consumer's benefit, just don't get traction. They don't get the attention. And people end up already in that storefront, already cutting a deal before they realize they have some other option.
Yes, the payday loan companies, they've got billboards, they've got advertising. You make a good point, and you'd want to keep that money in the micro programs for the loans that are available. So, Julie, having said that now, how do we get people who are interested and in need in the Madison community connected with this micro loan program?
People will start through our member organization. We have members in 18 Catholic churches who visit people in need in their homes to learn about their needs. And as they learn that a payday loan is in someone's life, either they're contemplating one or they're already using one, they will make referrals back to us. We will work with that family to evaluate their ability to repay a loan, and we'll send them to the bank to get that loan. It will be a slow process to start as we learn with them how to do this. We have had great mentoring from Columbus and North Texas, but we live in Madison and we'll have to figure out how to do things the Madison way. But there again, I go back to as we grow, There's a lot of buzz around this. It's an exciting thing. We see other nonprofits already reaching out to us to say we want to help too. And I think if we can generate that buzz and continue to grow the interest and the commitment, which is a big piece, that we will see the money come. And as the money comes and the availability of the loans grows, my hope and my expectation is that takes on a life of its own.
Yeah, there are St. Vincent de Paul chapters throughout Wisconsin and beyond our state borders. So has there been any interest from other St. Vincent de Paul chapters around Wisconsin that are watching what you do, Julie, and maybe following suit?
I think at this point, they're watching what we're doing here in Madison. Our district council here in Madison is one of the largest in the nation. and we have capacity to do things in a bigger way than some of the other organizations in the state and across the country, which allows us to have the funds to get this started. But I think there's eyes on to see how it might be replicated, both in Madison with other nonprofits and with St. Vincent de Paul's elsewhere in the state and in the country.
And Michael Collins, you mentioned the economic impact for families, but how do the economic impacts for microloans versus payday loans, high interest loans versus community loans and the community support that St. Vincent de Paul is looking to provide through these microloans, how does that compare?
You know, anytime that we can keep more money in people's pockets, that benefits the local economy. So, you know, if the alternative is that people are paying overdraft fees, they're paying, you know, hundreds of dollars in interest, and instead that is money that they're able to actually spend on other things that are important to them, or, you know, able to make their ends meet for the other bills that they might have, that helps them. It helps keep their own financial security higher, and it also keeps some of that money local. The fact that this is a local lender and a local loan pool as well, I mean, this is all sort of feeding into our local economy and not only stabilizing families, but keeping some of that capital right here. So, you know, it's hard to put a big number on this, but still, it's going to definitely make a difference for the people who are able to take out these loan products.
And how would other communities begin the process of looking at developing a microloan program in a way that would benefit and ripple through the community like that?
Michael? Did you want me to take that one?
Well, I, you both can answer it, but Julie, yeah, if you've got an answer, go ahead and step in.
So step one is truly to have a pot of money. Mm. And we have been able to set aside funds, and we have had generous donations that have allowed us to grow that pool of funds that we are able to make available for our loans. Step two is a lending partner, and Bank of South Prairie has stepped up to be our first lending partner here, but because we have been able to develop this idea from successful programs elsewhere, three other banks in the community are ready to say, when you are ready, we want to partner with you in this as well. They see the benefit to the community. They see the benefit to the neighbors who will use these programs, and they get to talk about good that they're offering in the community as well. This is a win for everyone, but you have to show that it's viable, because while we at the Society of St. Vincent de Paul here in Madison is taking the financial risk, and we're willing to do that, you know, the bank is taking on administrative costs that for very small loans. They don't make money on these, and they are in business to make money. So they, you know, you have to find somebody willing to be on that side of it. But one of the things that is close to my heart in this is we know that there are people who, if you are living on, you know, $700 or $800 a month in disability income, you will never have the capacity to pay back a loan. We need to look for other solutions for people who can't make that loan payment. And we do that. But for those people who can make that loan payment and don't have access to it, we need to open that door, help them establish a banking relationship, help them not have to pay 10 or 15 or 20% of their income simply to cash their paycheck. And that gives people a step up on that path out of poverty.
Michael, when communities hear about these microloan programs, they are a fraction of the lending in business and industry. And as Julie Bennett mentioned there, there's got to be some financial incentive. But how can you make programs like this grow in communities across the country and here in Wisconsin, where we've got some of the highest payday loan interest rates in the country?
Well, you know, I think there's reasons to be optimistic. I mean, we've seen cases where financial products that were considered to be, you know, risky or, you know, outlandish, so like loans for first-time home buyers or loans for small businesses, and today they're, you know, they're kind of part and parcel of what many lending institutions do. So definitely there can be these sort of leading-edge programs that eventually push the market to be more responsive to the consumer needs and sometimes offering a product that's actually more competitive. And so in the long run, I think these are really important to try to push the market and do some of this, you know, R&D work, if you want to think about it that way, to try to push the market to a better place. Will it happen overnight? No, but that's why we need these kinds of programs to try to show what's possible and hopefully get some of these lenders who are willing to take a risk, who are willing to do something to engage maybe some customers who they're currently not working with to be, you know, part of their system. And in the long run, maybe a really loyal customer that they can have over the long run.
Yeah, through life and over generations within a family. Julie, one of the aspects at CapTimes.com that you mentioned was the story at CapTimes.com was the Catholic churches that make up the St. Vincent de Paul in Madison are, in your words, largely old and white, and you want to reach out to communities of color and those who are most in need. And how you plan to go about that?
I think it's a challenge for all of us in Madison who, you know, the people who have access to money in Madison are largely older and white people. And so we reach out in this community through similar channels as we all do, the, using social media and our website and advertising and through our members, through our member organization. People find us through 211 as often as they find us any other way. We, for many years, have been the agency in Dane County that receives the most referrals from 211 because we provide programming for people to meet basic needs, food and medicine and housing support and utility bills. And we know that people will continue to find us that way. Yeah. We have been doing intentional outreach and will continue to do so to other agencies represented by people of color, people who are less represented in our community for many years.
And to Julie, we'll have to leave it there, but I thank you so much for joining us today. Julie Bennett's the executive director of the Madison chapter of St. Vincent de Paul, looking to get their microloan program underway in a matter of weeks. Also joining us, J. Michael Collins, professor of public affairs and consumer science at UW-Madison.